Agents get arms, browsers get summaries, and AI's power bill comes due. Good morning. Today's AI story is about the stack getting more real all at once. At the top of the market, Anthropic is buying deeper into developer infrastructure. In the lab and enterprise layer, SandboxAQ is trying to put serious scientific models behind a plain language interface. On the consumer side, Mozilla is pushing AI summarization further into the browser itself. And in Washington, the power demands behind all of this are now getting specific enough to trigger legislation. First up, Anthropic announced it is acquiring Stainless. That may sound like a niche developer tools deal, but it matters because Stainless builds the SDKs, command line tools, and connectivity plumbing that help developers and agents actually reach outside systems. Anthropic says Stainless has powered every official Anthropic SDK since the early days of its API. TechCrunch also reports Stainless was used by other major players, including OpenAI, Google, and Cloudflare. The takeaway is that competition in AI is moving below the model layer. Owning the connective tissue between models and real software is starting to look strategic, not optional. Second, SandboxAQ is bringing its large quantitative models into Claude. The pitch is simple, but important. Give researchers and enterprises access to drug discovery and material science tools through a conversational interface instead of forcing them into specialized computing workflows. SandboxAQ's own site now prominently says users can access its large quantitative models through Claude. That suggests a next phase of enterprise AI. Less generic text generation, more domain-specific reasoning wrapped in a usable front end. If that pattern works, expect more vertical AI companies to hide the complexity and sell outcomes instead of tools. Third, Mozilla is expanding Firefox's Shake to summarize. The feature launched for iPhone last year, and as of today, it is rolling out to Android in English while adding more languages on iOS. Mozilla says users can shake their phone on pages under 5,000 words to get a summary, or trigger it manually from the menu. The important detail is the trust model. On supported newer iPhones, summaries run on device with Apple Intelligence. On other devices, Mozilla says it uses its own cloud-based AI powered by Mistral Small. That is a notable product stance. AI is a browser feature, but with explicit choices around privacy and implementation. Fourth, the policy pressure is catching up with the infrastructure boom. Senator Adam Schiff introduced the Energy Cost Fairness and Reliability Act, aimed at preventing consumers from absorbing the grid and infrastructure costs tied to large AI data center buildouts. His office says the bill would require energy-intensive facilities like data centers to pay for needed upgrades, accept flexible demand rules, and avoid shifting reliability costs onto everyone else. Whether this exact bill advances or not, the direction is unmistakable. AI's energy footprint is no longer an abstract debate. It is becoming a household electricity and grid governance issue. And finally, the OpenAI power struggle had a clean legal moment yesterday. Elon Musk lost his lawsuit against Sam Altman and OpenAI. TechCrunch reports a California jury unanimously found Musk's claims were filed too late. The Verge summed it up even more bluntly. Elon lost. Musk says he plans to appeal, but the verdict removes one immediate legal threat hanging over OpenAI's structure and near-term trajectory. So the theme for today is this: AI is getting less theoretical and more operational. The battleground is shifting into developer plumbing, vertical scientific workflows, embedded consumer interfaces, power infrastructure, and corporate control. If you are building, buying, or selling into this market, that is the signal to watch. The winners may not just have the smartest models, they may have the strongest distribution, the cleanest integration layer, and the best answer to the question of who pays for scale.